The Friday morning workers' meeting. But not all was well, and Ellen White sensed this from the first. From observation and from special insights divinely revealed, she understood the nature of the trouble. True, they had beautiful grounds well laid out, they had the best speakers who could be brought together, they had crowds of people exceeding in number their fondest hopes, but there were deep-seated problems not visible to the throngs on the grounds. Jealousies existed between key workers at the camp, and a spirit of criticism prevailed. Sunday night, in vision, she seemed to be laboring with them, speaking to them under the influence of the Spirit of God, and pointing out the necessity of earnest work in our own individual cases if we would have the deep moving of the Spirit of God in our midst. What took place Friday morning she reported in several letters and in her diary. This morning my work was in the large tent. The enemy seemed determined that I should not bear my testimony, there was not much vitality in the atmosphere, but I thought I would try. I was so faint that I had to return to my room. I took a little nourishment and again went to the tent, but could not remain. I then felt that Satan was trying to hinder me, and I went the third time, and the Lord gave me power to bear a decided testimony to those assembled, especially to the ministers. Then there was a break, and a good social meeting followed. I had directed that the horse and phaeton should be ready for me to ride after breakfast, but Willie was so anxious that I should attend the ministers' meeting that I did so. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I gave a decided testimony of reproof because of the lack of love and sympathy and courtesy toward brethren in the ministry. These feelings are positively forbidden by our Savior. There is a sad dearth of real courtesy, sympathy, and tender regard and confidence. I presented these things, and the Lord helped me. Writing further of the experience, she related. After breakfast I met with the ministers in the reception tent, and bore them a decided testimony, addressing them by name. I spoke to Brother A in regard to his treatment of his brother ministers. Brother A confessed in a very tender spirit to Brother B, and Brother B confessed that he had not had that love and tender regard for his brethren that he should have had. With tears they clasped each other's hands. The Spirit of the Lord came into the meeting, and the hearts of all melted down. From this time there was altogether a purer and more holy atmosphere in our meetings. Ellen White's references to the meetings from day to day witness to the fruitfulness of that agonizing Friday morning session. That afternoon she reported that Elder Corliss spoke with great power. There was an altar call, and 75 responded, 12 decided to be baptized,